Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me now on the hotline, I love this interview. We had a chance to catch up with Coach a few months back, I suppose. But joining us now, assistant coach for the Denver Nuggets, Popeye Jones. Coach, my friend, always look forward to this chat. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Brady? Glad to be on with you today, especially after a win last night like that.
That win was I mean, you guys are coaching, you're working hard. I'm laying in bed watching on my iPad. I was tired, but I'm telling you, man, there's nothing like seeing that a game-winning shot, that beautiful pass from the Joker to wake you up. Well, I mean, your guys' adrenaline, you're probably still rolling off of that.
Right. Obviously, Brady, it's the type of game that you want to win, obviously, because you are drained after it. But I'll tell you, what I saw from the Joker last night was just incredible. I've never seen anything like it. And I've been playing and coaching, 30 years, almost 30 years. And it was just, I even, as a fan last night after the game, Brady, I told him, can you please sign this box score for me?
Hey, that's a good idea. That might be worth something, man.
Right. But he was incredible last night. And as you said, and AG making that winning shot, it's really good for his confidence. As you know, all season we've been up and down shooting the ball, and for him to make that corner three was huge for his confidence going forward.
And I want to get into more of that final play with you, Coach. But man, this game it felt like are the Clippers gonna, is this game kind of fizzle out? Are the Clippers gonna run away with this late? And there's a look that came over Nikola Jokic. I mean, he plays like an MVP all the time, but there was a stretch late in that game and then in overtime where he was pretty much unstoppable.
Well, he was. You never, a guy that big handling the ball and pick and rolls was to me the most impressive thing. And then the one, I don't know if you remembered, in the middle of the floor where he rejected and went left down the middle at his size. And I was just like, are you kidding me? He's out there running middle pick and rolls. And like you said, his you know, he's usually a pretty even-keel guy, and you've watched him obviously longer than me. But last night, you could just see it in his eyes, and he was pumped. And here's the drilling. He wasn't going to let us lose last night. He had that look in his eyes.
That final pass, I mean, he's double teamed. He's about as far away as you can get from that corner three. And somehow, some way, he finds Aaron Gordon. I mean, what, you guys obviously talked about it, but what's everybody talking about after that play?
Well, it's funny because, you know, let's go back. Let's give a little credit to Monte Morris because he was in the opposite wing and he cut and brought the defense in. And Joker, I think the biggest thing, you got two big guys on you, and he didn't panic. He just waited for Monte to cut, and he knew AG was going to be in that backside corner wide open, and he just put it, like, right in the shooting pocket with two guys on him. And after the game, it's funny, we were just, you know, chanting and having a little food as a staff, and we was like, I wonder if he could be an NFL quarterback with a pass like that. We'd like to see him throw a football.
Well, I think Broncos fans would like to see him throw a football because we can't seem to find a quarterback. So yeah, maybe he could double duty there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brady, we don't want him to do that. We want him to stay on our side. You know, keep playing an indoor sport, keep playing basketball. So we don't want him to do that.
What an incredible game, though. 49 points, 14 rebounds, and I was about to be mad, right? He was going to be one assist shy of a triple-double, and then, of course, the most important assist you can get in a game is a game-winning assist, and he finds a way to get that triple-double late. I mean, it was just a special moment.
It really was. And I'll tell you, you know, I have to go back, Brady, since you had me on the line, the four games when Coach Malone was out, David Alderman was out, and I was the head coach. Oh, he was such a leader. He was so vocal. He was such a leader. He helped me so much understanding, you know, what's good for the team in terms of offensively, you know, where he wanted to get the ball. And he's just so easy to coach to be a superstar. I don't know how else to put it. I've been around a lot of superstars, and he's one of the easiest ones I've ever seen, you know, probably along with Dirk Nowitzki, who was an another pretty easy superstar to coach.
Wow. I mean, that's high praise too, Dirk. I mean, one of those guys, right? And we're talking to assistant Nuggets coach Popeye Jones. And coach, an interesting experience for you. It's kind of been like a roller coaster. Obviously, when COVID's kind of running through the NBA, it's running through college sports too. And then you're you know, put in that spot where you're asked to be the head coach. And I mean, as you said, it's so important to have guys like Joker in that stage, because it's, you know, it's not the norm. It's we're all kind of facing a lot of uncertainty, but having a guy like that probably did, you know, probably was pretty special for you.
It was. As you know, as you're taking over, you know, you got a lot of obviously worries. You know, something I've never done. I've been an assistant forever, you know, and done some summer league head coaching, but I've never been in an NBA coach. And he really eased a lot of my anxiety, a lot of my worries about, you know, things that, you know, we needed to do to be successful. And that, you know, and that first win in Houston was huge, even though, and then the second one, you know, we lost in Dallas, but he kept, he was so calm. When he went back in the game in the fourth quarter, I was like, okay, what do we need to do? What do we need to run? Even though we lost the game, but he looked at me with this calmness before he checked in and was like, don't worry about it. I got it.
what was the most difficult thing for you stepping into that role? And again, it's weird timing to just do that, because, you know, you're not necessarily prepared, and then bam, there you are.
Well, I think the most difficult thing, you know, it's going to be a short stretch. So you want to think like the head coach. You don't want to, you know, run any new plays. You don't want to change rotations, even though we had guys in and out. You want to keep guys in their regular minutes. You just want to be an extension of the head coach, because that's what you are, an assistant. You know, you're there to assist the head coach. So, you know, I was in constant communication with Coach Malone, and he kept telling me, hey, you got to, you know, coach your style, but I'm here for you. But I still was in constant communication. Okay, what would you do in this situation? What would you run in this situation? So I think that was the most difficult thing, just trying to keep everything as normal as possible.
Well, and congratulations too. I know that first win against Houston, I know that was a pretty special moment for you.
It was really special for me, and the guys were really awesome. You know, when I came in, the water was really cold. they were awesome. They threw water on me. You know, I talk about Joker, but the whole group here is pretty special group. Obviously, he's the best player. He's the MVP. He's the leader. But, you know, all the guys, you know, from Will to AG to Monte, you know, I can just go down the list. Jeff Green, who's been around, you know, Jamichael, just all the guys are just really, they're really special guys, and they're really easy to coach. You know, Bones as a rookie. Again, I can go on and on. Faku, who was great for me because Monte was out, you know, running the team. It's just a great group of guys.
Oh, you mentioned Monte Morris. I mean, he was pretty close to getting his own triple-double last night. He had one of those games.
He did. Obviously, he's been huge, and you know, he stepped in to be a starter because Jamal was out, and he's been great. You know, he's able to make shots, but you know, we were teasing him last night because he was rebounding. I think he had 8 at halftime, so we were like, ooh. So I got to tease him tomorrow that you only had 1 in the second half, because he was saying, "Look at me, man!" During the timeout, he goes, "Look how many rebounds I got." What he said to me.
I love that. I love that too, because you always wonder as a fan, like, if they're thinking about the stats. And I always, you know, when they say they're not, they have fun with it though. If you can have fun with it, it's all good, man.
Exactly, they do. They have fun with it. You know, I think that maybe they all think about it. I hate to say it, but Joker, he just plays wherever the stats end after the game. You know, it's good. Like I said, I got the box score signed. I went up to him. I was like, this is a special night. Would you sign this for me? And again, such a humble guy. He just grabbed the marker and signed it, you know? Thanks, man.
How rare is it, though? I mean, you make comparisons like Dirk and such, but it just seems like Joker's getting, I mean, obviously MVP. I think we're making a strong case for back-to-back MVP. As he gets better, as he gets to this point where he's like, you know, in the conversation of maybe greatest, you know, one of those great of all time, he does seem to get more humble. I've been on Zoom calls, and he's like the most considerate guy to all the reporters.
He is. I tell you, when you start, like, I got home last night and, you know, turned the TV on and SportsCenter was on, and they put him up there with Jabbar. And I forgot what they said about the triple-double, the 40-point triple-double, but they said, I think the last time it happened was 71-72 when Jabbar was with Milwaukee. So, you know, when you got his picture up there with one of the all-time great centers and he's 26 years old, you're just like, it really puts it in perspective of who you're going to work and who you're watching every night. You know, I'm just so blessed to be a part of the staff and a part of the organization to see it, not only on a night-in and night-out basis, but to see the work that he puts in on a day-to-day basis.
Do you think we should be attempting to have that conversation about him not being, because like right now, obviously, he's the MVP, he's the best, he's if not one of the best, whatever, but do we have those conversations of, hey, is Joker one of those all-time greats? Are we ready to have that kind of chat?
Well, I think, you know, I'm not a media guy, I'll tell you, and I don't know what they're saying, you know, what they're saying, but, you know, you always hear, they always say, well, they got to win a championship. Yeah. They got to win a championship. So I think that, you know, that's the next step. You know, he's 26. What was Michael? He was 28 when he won his first one.
Yeah, I think so.
So Joker is right, you know, he's right there, and hopefully I'm still here to be a part of it, because it's the only reason I still coach is to win a championship. I didn't win one as a player, and I hadn't won one as a coach yet.
Well, and I'm hopeful too. Like I said, when we first interviewed you, Coach, I'm a big Popeye Jones fan, so I love the fact having you on staff. Speaking of signing things, when are we going to make that work? I got to get you to sign my basketball cards, man. I've got like 50 Popeye Jones cards.
Well, you know, anytime if you're at the field house or the arena, you see me, you know, I'll sign them for you. I'll sign you hand them to me. I'll sign all of them and get them back to you.
You know, I'm going to hold
That's
you to
no
that.
Problem.
I'm
going to
do
okay,
that, Coach. I know you. I don't know if you can really get into specifics on this, but obviously, every time we see Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. shoot, we see it on Twitter or whatever. Fans going crazy. We're all like, when is it going to happen? But are we still like Porter's shocking to me? The fact that we're even talking about him potentially coming back, but are we still kind of leaning toward the April side of things, or is it just too soon to even guess at that point?
Well, I think it's too soon to guess. You know, it's another back surgery, but I can say, talking to him, you know, he says he feels really good. And so who knows, you know, if it's going to be April or not. He goes, man, I feel so much better than I felt before I needed the surgery. So that's a great sign. We know backs are tricky. During my playing career, I never had surgery, but I had plenty of cortisone injections. Plenty of bad lower backs. And then I think on Jamal, you know, I went through the same thing two years before I came to Denver as a player. I was actually rehabbing a lot while I was here as a player. You know, I had a total reconstruction of my knee. And, you know, when I see Jamal, I try to talk to him about it. And I think he has good days and bad days. That's how that injury works. One day I said, you know, you think that, man, I'm ready to play. And then the next day you're like, no, I'm not ready to play. So I think both of them, it's going to take time, and, you know, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, well, no doubt. It's definitely one of those tricky injuries for sure. You guys are sitting at 23-20, got a big one coming up against Memphis tomorrow night. Is this about where you thought you'd be, knowing you were going to be without Jamal Murray, and then especially when Michael Porter Jr. goes down? Or are you a little ahead of schedule considering all those things?
Well, you know, it's hard to say behind or ahead, but, you know, we're right in the thick of things, and that's where we wanted to be. Hopefully we can, you know, continue to stay out of the play-in tournament. You know, that's what we hope we can do, and hopefully we do get those guys back, and, you know, and maybe, you know, we can make some noise in the playoffs this year. But, yeah, it's been a really good homestand, and one thing, you know, it's funny, you know, you talk about I was a head coach and everybody was out with COVID. I was almost scared for a second why I wasn't getting it, but when I was out, when everybody came back and then I was out a week, I got to watch a lot of basketball, and for some reason I kept tuning into this Memphis team, and they're a really impressive young team, and they're coming in tomorrow night, and it's going to take our best effort to keep this homestand going. You know, it's been a good homestand so far, so these last two games against Memphis and Detroit, hopefully we can finish it out strong.
Yeah, and I know those are important because as you get these two games done and then you're back out on the road. So I know some big opportunities for you guys. I circled that game too, the Memphis one. I'm really looking forward to that. Some great players over there. So should be a fun game, Coach.
Yep, it should be really fun. I think the guys will be ready. Obviously, there were some big minutes last night, so we're not doing much today, and hopefully they'll get some rest, and then we'll get ready tomorrow.
Hey, we love having you on this program. You're always welcome to come talk some basketball with us, and man, I just look forward to tomorrow night. Should be a blast.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, bud.
All right, man. There's Assistant Nuggets Coach Popeye Jones. I joke with him because we share the same birthday. So when I was, when I was a kid, I still love basketball cards. No Limit Collectibles, shameless plug. I collected basketball cards like you wouldn't believe. Now, obviously, you collect the guys you like, the players you like and such, but I would always look on the back and see when their birthday was. That was a big deal to me for some reason. And so I finally found a player that had the same birthday as me, and it was Popeye Jones. So I began collecting all of his cards. I watched when I knew his games were on. He played for Dallas for a good stint. He had a year with Denver. I was a big fan of Popeye Jones. And it happened straight. I mean, I wasn't even a big basketball fan at the time. I was young. I was a little kid. But I just liked basketball cards. And then so I started following his career. And then once, of course, the Nuggets announced that he was coming over as an assistant coach here, I thought that was pretty cool. So we appreciate him jumping on. So well-spoken. Did get a couple of victories, too, as the head coach taking over for Michael Malone when they were in their COVID protocol situation. 21 minutes after the hour. Do want a quick shout-out to a great new sponsor of the program, and that's Marinda Simpson. She knows, hey, having someone local has never been more important. She's here to help you. She's a State Farm insurance agent. Her number is 970-223-7800. She's dealing with auto insurance, homeowners insurance, renter, life, business, you name it. She's dealing with it throughout Northern Colorado. Again, that number is 970-223-7800. If you're a fan of what we do here on the whole show, then you should be a fan of Marinda Simpson's. 21 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. What do we got next? Coaching search. Let's look at that. Broncos are in more interviews today. When will we know? And is Dan Quinn a realistic possibility, or could the Vikings swipe him up? Kevin Lytle will join me as well. We'll be right back.
The legendary broadcaster Jerry Schammel this season for UNC basketball coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.